The Saints added more packages to their plan this week and got closer to the preseason game here at the Greenbrier on this Wednesday at practice. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the afternoon wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We're at the stables here at the Greenbrier, and here with us are Barb and Susan, and they're getting ready to take Minnie out for a ride here on the trails at the Greenbrier today. Meanwhile, the trails lead to Friday's preseason game for the New Orleans Saints as they get set for preseason game number one. John, there was plenty to watch today, especially two-minute drill and a few other installs for Coach Payton and his team.
Yeah, well, we saw some live blocking drills, which we hadn't seen really a whole lot of during this training camp. All the backs are getting after it with the linebackers and also the tight ends and those kind of things, blitz pickups. So those are some facets that you might see in Friday's game. Certainly they want to polish it up before they get to live action on Friday.
Coach Payton spent a little time after practice today talking to the media and describing what they were trying to get done today at the 8:50 practice.
Today was a little modified. We changed up some of the periods. The emphasis was 2 minute. That was the install last night. This afternoon we'll get another walkthrough in and then kind of shift our gears tomorrow being the focus on St. Louis.
That pass protection period was something new for the Saints today and was broken up into four different groups. A very valuable piece prior to live game action on Friday, says Coach Payton.
Well, we had a period that was different than we had a pass pro period, which involved, you know, four different areas of the field where, you know, everyone was in some way, shape, form of blocking, pass protection mainly with the tight ends and linebackers, running backs and linebackers, trying to create game-like experience, you know, and when you do that, you get a little bit more tempo.
Of course, John, those four different groups involved many different groups position-wise for the Saints, running backs and tight ends more specifically. One such tight end that gets a little criticism for his blocking is Jimmy Graham. Graham spoke to the media today after practice and touched on this whole blocking thing for him as a tight end.
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, the last 2 years, you know, everybody's been knocking on my blocking, you know. I mean, I don't know why, but, you know what, I'm truly healthy now. You know, I mean, I think that's a big deal with that. You know, the last 2 years with some major injuries that kind of limited that. And, you know, I took the time this offseason to really look at some film and analyze myself as a player. And you know, I noticed that, you know, all the times where I was able to help the team the most was when I was blocking the best, because that helps out on play action, you know. And it stops them from putting, you know, a corner pressed up while I'm in, like, on the line with an outside backer. So you know, it's a, you know, it's only going to help the team out. So that's what I'm going to do.
As far as other news and notes today from practice, again, no Drew Brees in full pads. There were several others sidelined today, as we've seen the last couple of days. But the question still remains, John, will Drew Brees play on Friday? I think those questions will be answered in full tomorrow. But right now, things are still uncertain.
Well, you have to be leaning toward not playing. You don't want to put him in a live situation when he hasn't practiced since actually last Friday in the morning drill. So he has not worked a whole lot. He does look fine in his personal drills on the sideline, but again, he has not gone out and thrown against teammates. So I would lean toward caution more than anything.
And with that, like yesterday and the day before, Luke McCown and Ryan Griffin have the lion's share of reps at quarterback right now for the Saints. That means those guys are also working with Jimmy Graham and the other wide receivers at a larger clip, something that Graham isn't quite used to but is enjoying the experience this week.
Yeah, you know, I've caught a couple touchdowns from a number other than nine for the first time in my career. So, you know, it's been good to, you know, to work on that communication with all these guys. And they've done such a great job because, you know, they have so much on them as far as all the responsibilities that we put on our quarterback. It's a lot, you know. I mean, you got to call the protection, you know, you got three plays in your mind, kill and opposite, and you know, all these checks are very difficult. So you know, I think I'm somewhat of a unique player with, you know, a lot of my routes are option routes, and me and Drew have such a feel for those things. You know, he knows all, based off my body language, what I'm going to do, you know, and the ball's always there. So now it's you know, working that with the other ones, and it's been good.
As far as tone goes for today's practice, still up, physical, tempo was high, and a few guys getting a little antsy about maybe Friday's game.
Well, we've seen that established from the defense for a while now. The guy who was really leading the charge today, safety Rafael Bush, who was knocking teammates around, ended up getting the pick also in the drills. But he's been extremely physical. We remember him from last season being physical. We expect the same thing out of him this season.
Yeah, as far as the game goes on Friday, the focus today was more on just the Saints themselves in general. The focus turns to the Rams tomorrow, says Coach Payton. And Coach Payton does have a pretty specific set of things that he'd like to see in Friday's preseason game.
Look, a simple thing like alignment, having the right amount of players on the field. One of the challenges for the special team coaches this time of the year is you're dealing with 90 players. You know, we try to break it into phases. And so everyone is communicating when we're in phase one, phase two, or phase three. There's a lot of moving parts with regards to the special teams. So what you don't want to see is 10 guys on the field or 12 guys on the field. You want to see guys getting set, getting aligned, and playing fast. That's the best chance to evaluate a player is when he knows what to do. And if he doesn't, then you're really not getting a good evaluation. Now, if he consistently doesn't know what to do, you're gaining information.
And, John, as far as the players are concerned, I think that they're not necessarily ready to leave the Greenbrier for a couple of days. They may be ready to see somebody else on Friday night.
Well, simple. You've been banging around each other, OTAs, mini camp. This has been earlier in the year. Now they're ready to hit someone other than each other, so they'll be really ramped up for that.
Yeah, and that's a notion that number 80 backed up after practice today as well.
We're not ready to really get away from here. I mean, the weather's beautiful, you know, and the food's good. Got great fields. I think more or less we're just ready to hit somebody else. You know, it's a we've been beating up on each other for the last 2 weeks, and you know things are getting a little heated out here today, and so, you know, I think it's time to, you know, to finally hit somebody else.
Now, John, usually during a regular season week, we're talking about at this point the hay being in the barn, and I wouldn't say that's necessarily the case here on this Wednesday, but after a walkthrough today, it's downhill for the Saints until they see the Rams on Friday night.
Yeah, there hadn't been a great deal of specificity in terms of working on what the Rams will do. It's been more about the Saints working on what the Saints do, trying to improve their fundamentals, trying to get the mental reps down. So they will work on St. Louis, yes, on Thursday, but it won't be a great deal as if you would have in a regular season game.
All right, so John and I will be traveling tomorrow. We're off to St. Louis for the preseason game on Friday. Not much time left for me to try and get John on one of these beautiful animals before we leave the Greenbrier. But we'll see, as the Saints will return back here to the Greenbrier after their preseason game on Friday night. Our coverage, of course, in NewOrleansSaints.com continues throughout the road trip to St. Louis and then back here for the remainder of practices in West Virginia before heading home to New Orleans just about 1 week from today, as a matter of fact. Keep that in mind. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody. We'll see you right back here next time as our coverage continues from West Virginia here on NewOrleansSaints.com.